Well, you might be wondering, where is the snow, right? You're wondering, okay, I thought we were going to have 8 inches of snow. I thought we were going to have more than that. Well, we knew that we were going to get ice, but then snow. But are we even going to get any here in Canton or Stark County? Joining us right now, we have AccuWeather's Bill Dager. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. You know, it was a slippery ride in into our Canton studio here, but we made it. We're all in. And I just have to ask, when can we expect to see snow, if any?
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking at some reports from around the area, and I see a whole bunch of different icons across the region indicating some places are seeing some snow right now. Others still seeing that wintry mix. It really is kind of scattered all about. It probably depends on how hard the precipitation is falling. Places seeing it coming down harder are probably over to snow right now. Some places still dealing with sleet and freezing rain. So we're going to see this mix here, mixed bag across the region for a few more hours. And then by the time we get to the mid-afternoon, I think it's primarily snow by that point, and it really piles up into tonight before tapering off tomorrow morning.
And so I'm hearing up in Green, which is, what, 20 miles from where we're at, they're getting pounded with snow, is what somebody told us earlier today. And
it looks to be mainly north of Canton right now where the snow is. Yes.
To me, it's just crazy. There could be that 20 to 25 mile difference of snow and just sleet.
Yeah, absolutely. And some reports of freezing rain as well, the further south you go. So get closer to like Strasburg, New Philadelphia. It's raining down there and freezing on contact. So we have pretty much a little bit of everything in our listening area right now. I think, again, as we head through the afternoon, more and more places see that snow line drift south. And 4 to 8 inches still seems like a pretty good forecast. I think the higher amounts, 8 inches, that's north or north of Canton, Green, Akron area, 4 inches, maybe the further south you go.
Okay, so we're going to get some snow eventually, and you're thinking that it's going to start mid to late afternoon here in the Canton area?
I'd say by mid-afternoon. Okay. I'm going to say about 2, 3 p.m. I think most people are over to snow by that point. And again, if you're listening to us just north of Canton, it's already going there. It's going to drift south, that snow line here, over the next several hours.
And I know we've talked about it on our show here, Bill. I just want to know, the ice, how dangerous is ice on top of snow, or snow on top of ice? How bad does that get for road conditions?
Yeah, it's really the thing that's worse is ice underneath the snow, because you can't necessarily see it. But we did deal with that, and some places still dealing with that right now. Again, especially south of Canton, we have freezing rain, which is rain that freezes on contact with the roads. You don't get any traction with that. You need to be very careful. Sleet, now that's ice pellets hitting the ground. You get a little bit more traction compared to freezing rain. But either one of those, you don't want to be out and about. So if you can get to where you need to go and be there here within the next couple of hours before the roads really go downhill later today and tonight, that's advisable.
Yeah, well, that I think those are all great reports. We're not going to get any snow accumulation over the weekend in this area, are we?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we got cold coming in, that's for sure. The snow tapers off tomorrow morning, and then by the afternoon, we're dry. We have sunshine Saturday and Sunday, 20s on Saturday, 30s on Sunday. So certainly cold enough for snow, but yeah, it looks like we're going to have a dry, chilly weekend.
Well, that is great. Was this one of the most snowiest winters that we've seen in quite some time, not only in Canton, but Ohio?
It's not too far from average. Looking at our total snowfall dating back to the end of the fall, it looks like we're seeing about 32 inches of snow so far. That doesn't include what's happened today. And normally we get about 27 by this point. So it's pretty close to average, maybe a little bit above average so far. I guess with this storm moving in later today and tonight, we'll certainly be solidly above average for snowfall so far this winter.
All right, Bill, is there anything else that you think we need to know about the weather as people maybe gear up to work from home tomorrow, or they're on the line, okay, should I go to work, should I stay home? Is there anything important that people need to know about what we may get the rest of the day?
Yeah, these temperatures are only going to go down later today, tonight, and tomorrow. So if you have the ability to work from home tomorrow, that might be a good idea. The roads probably still will be pretty rough shape, but tomorrow morning as the snow tapers off, probably won't be until the afternoon tomorrow that we can, you know, finally get a handle on cleaning up the snow. And, you know, temperatures are well below freezing all tomorrow. So this slick travel is pretty much a thing now for the next 24 plus hours. So need to be very careful if you have to venture out.
All right, Bill, I appreciate you coming on. Have a great day. All right.
You too. Thank you.